This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on the phone again. I'm at my ex-wife's house watching my kids, and my ex-wife's internet sucks. But next week I will be at the 75 Washington, D.C. studios. It is Saturday, the 30th of November, 2024, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We are red hot and rolling. Let's do our usual introductions. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm better than you. I'm not at my ex-wife's house. And the internet well, probably sucks because you're missing alimony payments.
God. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. Mike, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great, brother. Walt nailed it again.
No jokes?
I'm still getting over the last one. Give me a minute.
All right, so anyways, the internet sucks. I'm trying to go live on TikTok, so it's a hot mess. So this whole week's been a mess, but anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including our Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged woman of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, we want to say hello to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, and those on Long Island living in the 2nd Congressional District. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Tonight, remember Detective Alan Reddins of the Oak Park, Illinois Police Department, end of watch, November 29th, 2024. His killer was shot and wounded. Also, Police Officer Cooper Dawson of the Greenville, Texas Police Department, end of watch, November 26th, 2024. His killer is in custody. Our first story tonight is about yours truly. It's been a hell of a week, like I said before. So, anyways, Wednesday night, I am at my home, which is spatial and tastefully decorated, having some yogurt with raspberries. And I got a text from a friend who's having some issue. Her ADD is fighting with her OCD, and her man at the moment was not having it. So she wanted to ride back to her house from Southeast Washington, D.C. She was staying at some place at Potomac Avenue Southeast, which is on the cusp of the hood. I told my friend to get her stuff together and we're going to get ready to leave. Because think about my friend, her name's Gracie. She packs more than a family of refugees leaving their home country. She got just bags and bags and bags of crap. So I get down there and we're loading the car. Of course, she takes up the whole trunk. This is just her stuff, not her and her man. Her man's staying put. She loads the stuff in the trunk, and I'm putting stuff in the back seat, and I'm closing the trunk, and she's coming with the last bag, and we're about to roll out. Then this sedan pulls up next to me. This tall, dark-skinned African-American gentleman gets out of the passenger seat of the car that pulled next to mine and jumps in the driver's seat of my car. So I was like, okay. I open the door. I look at the guy. I say, get the Foxtrot out of my car now. And I look at it. He looks at me. He's wearing a mask and a hoodie. Now, this is Washington, D.C. Civilians are not allowed to carry in Washington, D.C. And carjacking is very prevalent in Washington, D.C. These knuckleheads carry guns. And what they like to do is carjack other people, use those cars in robberies, carjackings, or whatever, and then ditch the car. Now, I drive a 10-year-old car with over 180,000 miles on it and need 4 new tires, and I have full coverage. So I stepped away from the car, closed the door, and off it went. And I was like, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So I call Metropolitan Police, told them to report my stolen car. Officer came down sheepishly. This is about midnight, and then took a report. He's like, yeah, it's a common occurrence. And I said, what's going to happen? He's like, it'll probably be found over in further deep in the southeast, which it was. It was found on Savannah Avenue, southeast. So anyways, the next day I'm at work, Thanksgiving Day. I'm bored to tears. There's nothing going on. And I get a call from Metropolitan Police. They found the car, undamaged. And they left it running. I was like, oh, hot dog. So I had to go pick up the car at at one of the lots they contracted out. So, okay, not a problem. This is Thanksgiving night. I'll pick it up Friday. I had Friday off, thank God. So I went to a Thanksgiving party of sorts. Bree Crenshaw, who's been a fan of the show and a guest on the show, invited me to somebody's house. I had no clue who it was, but guess what? I'm there. So I went there and was overserved, you might say. And worst part about it was that it was self-service. So I was feeling no pain, and I got to hold the remote control at in the house in the living room, and went to YouTube playing the Doors and also playing 7.5 radio. So these poor people get to hear yours truly in stereo. So the next morning I woke up with a horrendous hangover. Now I got to go pick up my car. So I go to Northeast Washington, D.C., right off of Interstate 295. And it was some raggy lot, or I don't know, it's just it's one of these places that just picks up cars for either impound or didn't pay the bank note. And the damn place is closed. The police told me it was open 24 hours. So I called, left a number, and they called me a couple minutes later. And I walk in, it looked like a shotgun shack. And he's like, all right, it's going to cost you $645. My car has been gone for about 8 hours. $645. And they only take cash. All right, where's the ATM? Oh, they got one at the gas station, but they charge, you know, $3 a pop. Okay, fine, whatever. So I had to do 4 transactions, so it cost me an additional $12 to get all this money. So I said, here's $660. And the guy didn't have any change. I was like, shut the front door. So I said, you know what, make the bill out for $660 and have a nice day. So anyways, I got that, and I got my car, and I put gas in it because it was running for 8 hours straight. So luckily I had a full tank of gas. And then as I'm going through the car, I had 2 bottles of booze in the car, and they didn't touch the booze. Also didn't touch any of Gracie's stuff. She still had a laptop. She had her iPad, all her clothes, all her food I had to throw out. So I went home, slept off for a couple hours, and returned the stuff to Gracie and went on my way. So that was my Thanksgiving weekend. But just a couple other things. First of all, this is very prevalent in Washington, D.C. The U.S. attorney appointed to the district, because with D.C., they have the district attorney is a U.S. attorney. It's federal law when you commit a robbery or speeding or something like that. So over 67% of the cases that come before the district attorney's or U.S. attorney's office do not get charged. So you got that going on. And then you got the mayor who's all in for George Floyd and defund the police, all this other foolishness. So East West 16th Street, just by the White House, is still known as Black Lives Matter Plaza. And then you have a DEI hire as your chief of police. And then the standards of the cops don't want to do anything. The officer that did take the report, he could have missed a couple meals. He had a full thick beard and a man bun. And this is a uniform officer. And so anyways, that's D.C. in a nutshell. You keep voting Democrat, you get Democrat results. Also in the district, the city council decriminalized fare evasion. It was a criminal offense. Now it's a civil offense, just like a parking ticket, because of the simple fact that too many young men of color are stopped for fare evasion. Well, guess what? These men of color commit fare evasion. They're the ones that come in with weapons, narcotics, warrants to do harm in the subway system. That's reason number 2 why nobody's riding the subway system, and the transit authority keeps losing money. Well, I'll bring it to you first. What's your take on my grand Thanksgiving adventures?
I got two words for it. Jussie
What's
Smollett.
That? What, you're saying it didn't happen?
No, I'm saying he did it.
Jussie Smollett did it?
Yeah, he just got all his charges dismissed.
Oh, all right. Well, when we
now
come back,
now,
I'll hopefully...
Now he's insignificant. He wants to get back into the headlines.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk. We'll see if Jussie Smollett did it. Also, Chuck Zito, he got his car taken away. And Kamara Harris acted like me on Thanksgiving. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Sun 5 Radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop staying with Walter Yerku and Mike Rickman. I was not staring at Danila's Instagram account for once. I was trying to get TikTok up and running. God bless it. I'm having one of them days. Anyways, we're talking about me getting my car taken away from me, and Walter thinks Jussie Smollett did it. Well, continue with your analysis.
Well, you were in a white neighborhood, right?
No, I wasn't. Well, it was mixed, but it was on the cusp of the hood.
You know, yeah, okay. Well, but you know, you were in the white part of the neighborhood. You crossed the line. Just like you said, two white guys crossed the line in Chicago. See, you know, so it only goes to show you he's committed the perfect crime. It didn't take nothing. He just wants to be relevant again. So go to DC, tell him Walter said Jussie did it, and go with it. You'll
okay,
end up
we'll
on
see.
Joe Rogan.
Mike, what say you about my horrendous time with my stolen car? As you can see, Walter has plenty of empathy for yours truly.
First of all, Walter has a pretty solid theory going there. As an investigator, I think he's onto something. He might be worth looking into. But beyond that, how desperate were those carjackers that they stole your box of crap?
Well, it's a Nissan version of a DB5. It's 10 years old, 182,000 miles on it, and four bad tires. But I guess they saw it was like a full tank of gas. So, anyways, but you know, that's again, you know, we hear about all these social ills. Oh, you know, why is it so much it's the racism and these guys can't get a job. These guys, you know, for all these problems why people commit crimes. It's an opportunity, and the likelihood of them not getting arrested or being punished for their crime. No consequences whatsoever. So, you know, bad on you, Mayor Bowser. You're a terrible mayor. Your police chief suck. Your cops suck. The U.S. attorney sucks. So hopefully when Trump gets in, we got a real U.S. attorney to actually put people in jail. Nobody goes to jail in D.C. I've been saying that forever. So, you know, these people, these liberals are all about helping the downtrodden and feeling sorry for these young men of color till they let them get carjacked, let them break in their homes, let them get steal their stuff. I'm just absolutely sick of it. And this has been going on for 60 years. You can thank LBJ and his war on poverty for this foolishness to happen. So we're 60 down. We got another 140 years to go because he said certain type of people be voting Democrat for the next 200 years. So anyways, anybody else got anything to say before we move on to our next subject?
I think you nailed it. I think it's about punishment, about there's no consequence for the action, so why not do that, right? So.
Right. But anyways, just all around, just, you know, it sucks being a crime victim. And then for me having to pay $660 to get my car out of a lot in, you know, all cash. You know, my question is that $660 going to be reported to the district for tax purposes? Probably not, but, you know, that's why I don't go in the district. It's not worth it. And then the mayor wonders why government employees don't want to take the crappy metro into D.C. and then be harassed by panhandlers everywhere they go and the smell of pot everywhere. And you know, she's scratching her head. She's begging the Biden administration to have these people come back in the city. Well, nobody wants to go into your crappy city. Ted Leonsis, who owns the hockey and basketball team, he wanted to go out to Alexandria. But unfortunately for him, the state legislature voted no. They don't want the hockey and basketball team coming into Virginia, leaving the district. So he's got nowhere to go but D.C. And I can almost bet dollars to donuts that the football team, the Washington Redskins, will not come into D.C. unless it's a really good deal. So anyways, do I sound better tonight about this incident?
No, you're just fine.
Okay. All right, moving right along. Another great American who had his car forcibly taken is Chuck Zito, this former or the member of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, New Rochelle chapter, part-time actor, part-time bodyguard, part-time stuntman. He was driving his 1968 Chevrolet Chevelle SS on the Throgneck Expressway going out to Long Island to do some business with this automobile. And New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch hit the ground running, cleaning up crime in the city by having public enemy number one, Chuck Zito, arrested. Now, his crime against humanity was possession of a forged instrument. Now, according to Zito on Instagram, he was stopped on the highway headed to the bridge to do some business with a car shop in Long Island. And he was stopped, and the arresting officer said that the dealer tag on his car was bogus and was placed under arrest. So Zito claimed that the registration matched the tag, and I'm on the fence about this. But anyways, to me, Zito was stopped for alleged ghost tag. My thing is, like, did they cross-reference with anything? Who owned the tag? Who owned the vehicle? Also, did they run the VIN? Because if it was Zito's automobile, it would have said, all right, went back to Chuck Zito. Did they contact Florida DMV to verify the plate? I mean, you know, these are things that, you know, other, you know, the three of us know what to look for. But forget the charges and the tag, but just, and even Chuck Zito, forget him for a moment. Let's look at the car itself. 1968 Chevrolet Chevelle SS mint condition. That car is worth a fortune. I mean, do you think the owner of that car is going to cut corners and risk have a bogus tag put on that car and being impounded. And another issue I got is, like, where was the boss? I mean, something just didn't make sense about all this, about ghost tags and so forth, especially on a car like this. And, you know, it's not like some chop shop out in Flushing has a piece of cardboard with numbers written on with a Sharpie. I mean, it was a license plate. But anyways, Mike, I'm going to turn it over to you since you're more in tune with this subject than myself or Walter, since we no longer live in the Empire State.
So this is, I mean, even when I was still on before I retired, this was like a thing. Even back in like anti-crime, when I was doing anti-crime and stuff, this was a thing. So you have like these local car dealers, used dealers, whatever. They'll basically create these plates out of nothing. They don't exist. They just, you know, they're completely fabricated. And they'll give it to people to throw in their car or whatever. Guys will ride around on it. They have no insurance, no license, whatever. The car's stolen, whatever. They're riding around on it. A lot of the crews, like the gang crews and stuff, are doing shootings and drive-bys and drug deals and all kinds of criminal, you know, behaviors with these tagged cars. So it became an issue. And I guess when Adams took over, he decided that he was going to attack that problem this way. By attacking the ghost tags, he was going to stop the practice, both for the insurance side of it, also for the criminal side of it. So this guy, it sounds like Zito just kind of got caught up in that whole thing. So, I mean, it could be that he got this from like a dealer friend or whatever, somebody he deals with or whatever, and he didn't realize it wasn't actually a real tag and thought it would be okay. It's possible, or it could possibly be a real, like, you know, dealer tag that he got, like temp tag he got from the state, but no way to tell you that without actually looking at it, you know. But there's things we look for on those things that are, you know, when you look at something like a fraudulent document, you're looking for certain like watermarks or certain things to make sure that's actually verified, you know. So I'm not sure what happened, but it's not really, those cases don't really go very far, honestly. You know, the DA's office is not going to carry that case forward like a federal felony case or anything like that, you know. More likely than not, honestly, it'll be pled down to like some kind of moving violation and it'll be done, you know. Right. I don't see it going anywhere.
All right. Well, what say you about the ghost tag on Chuck Zito's hot rod?
Well, you know, I agree with Mike, you know, it's kind of a wimpy way to make a collar. You know, you're going to take the guy's car away. Maybe the cop needed to. Maybe he needed a special ride that night. He was going to go to the impound and borrow it. Who knows? That's been done before. it's just an inane way of making a car stop. I'm guessing it was a highway cop that stopped them, Highway 2 in Queens, and they ride by themselves still. So you know, who knows? It's hard to fathom why anybody would listen to Eric Adams, you know, on ghost tags and stuff. You know, okay, let's just say it was a legit car stop and it was a stolen car and the guy saved one car. All right, that's one car and a half of a million that crossed the freaking streets, that crossed the bridges in New York to get to chop shops. So not really making a dent, not really doing much. And Eric Adams is really trying to kiss Mr. Trump's ring anyway. So, you know, Zito, you know, did the right thing, you know, went along with it, didn't get upset. And he's got his car back a lot. Do you know?
I believe so. Well, he was held for 5 hours, given a desk appearance ticket, because they don't, you know, they don't have to post bail or anything like that. But,
$655 to get it out. Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
But again, my thing is that, like, they forget the who owns the car and Chuck Zito and the celebrity status like that. I mean, who's going to drive around in a 50-something-year-old hot rod, classic hot rod, worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and put a bogus tag on it? It's like, you know, you're going to make – I'd make sure my car was 100% straight. So anyways, we come back. Kamala Harris impersonates Scoop State on Thanksgiving night with her crappy video. Also, Cash Patel is about to make some enemies over at the Hoover building. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Ron Taylor says indie film merchandise has become a very hot commodity.
Merchandise is nothing new, but in recent years, movie-inspired streetwear has exploded in popularity among film buffs thanks in part to viral marketing campaigns put on by independent film studios. Take the hours-long line for One Day Only Anora pop-up in Los Angeles, for instance. Clothes are promoted as trendy and in limited supply and are often made in collaboration with popular brands. The experience of watching movies has become a less collective one in recent years. For many fans, repping their favorite films in public is a way to combat that. Ron Taylor reporting.
Macon, Georgia will welcome the new year with a big bang. The county commission has approved a plan to implode a 16-story hotel at midnight New Year's Eve. It opened in 1970, but was never much of a success. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. French President Emmanuel Macron has taken a tour of the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral.
Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
On a le sentiment de la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour as he stared up at the ceilings in wonder. The visit kicks off a series of events ushering in the reopening of the 12th century Gothic masterpiece. Macron will return on December the 7th to deliver an address and attend the consecration of the new altar during a solemn mass the following day. I'm Karen Shamas.
A court in Beijing has sentenced a prominent Chinese journalist to 7 years in prison for espionage. Dong Yuviu is a commentator and editor, was taken away by police while meeting a Japanese diplomat in February of 2022. He has been in police custody since then. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mr. President,
Senator from Kentucky.
Reserving the right to object, I lived for 4 months in Asheville, worked at the VA hospital, still have fond feelings for Western North Carolina. But the thing is the reason why we won't do this in a responsible way is because the Senate voted to send all your money to Ukraine. I mean, they voted to send $200 billion to Ukraine. I've been all over the mountains of Appalachia when I ask people, would you rather that your senators take care of you here in Asheville or here in Pikeville, here in Appalachia, or would you rather them send your money to Ukraine? I don't get anybody wanting to send a penny to Ukraine. Look, you can have all kinds of sympathy in the world for Ukraine, a hostility towards Russia being the aggressor nation, but we don't have the money. We're $2 trillion in the hole. Interest this year is going to be $1 trillion. And as far as passing this, I'm willing to let it pass today. He's going to object to passing his own bill today simply because it gets paid for. I'm willing to let the bill pass, but take some of the fluff and boondoggle subsidies from the Green New Deal and put it into here. The money's sitting here. We put it into here for disasters. We help Asheville today.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
you're still listening, here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stand with Walter Yerkew and Mike Reichbrandt. Now, earlier this week, Vice President Harris gave a speech about God knows what, something about the election. It was hard to tell. And it appears she had a couple of pops before the camera started rolling. All we can say here on 7-5 Radio is what a lightweight, because we here at 7-5 Radio are experts on the matter. Unless you can hold your alcohol, stay off the air. Now, a couple of people who do a great job broadcasting after a few pops include yours truly. I do make it a point not to drink before show unless we're doing a remote show. Then I'll keep a couple. Except my birthday show a couple weeks ago, I was actually feeling no pain. And I did a good job if I was stone cold sober. Fortunately, we don't broadcast on Thursday because Thursday night I was like Vice President Harris. Walter, your cue. You cannot tell if he had a belt or not. Anyways, I don't know, and he's always on point, and I don't know, don't care. Political cesspool host James Edwards. The kid can drink a box of wine like a quart of Gatorade and still light up the airways. A couple of times you kind of tell if he's had a few too many doing the on the air. But one time, the show that comes to mind is the show that he did the Congressional Committee censored or the political cesspool. And then there's also Charlie LaDuff, who's known to come on 7-5 Radio after a few pops to shoot the breeze. He did have a few too many on our October 28, 2023 show when we brought on Danella Rodriguez, part of the family. This was our best and worst show at the exact same time. So, Madam Vice President, before you start talking the world half in the bag, listen to us how to do it properly. Mike, what say you about a teetotaling Kamala Harris coming on the air?
That was awful. It was awful to watch. Like, I guess it was said that this was like some kind of video message meant for like her supporters or whatever, but that was absolutely right. Awful. Whoever put that out there was trying to sandbag her.
you think? Walt, did you watch that horrible performance?
Yeah, of course. Of course I saw it. You know, again, she came apart at the seams. She doesn't know what to do. You know, she spent, 3 weeks in Hawaii after her speech to concede the race. 1,400 night villa with $500 bottles of wine. And she disappeared. So, you know, this is a woman that would have been elected president, you know, if 3 million votes went the other way. You know, people just don't know or don't want to know how stupid she is. You know, you can be book smart all you want. And us as cops, ex-cops, can say that all day long. You can be as book smart and know the books frontwards and backwards, but if you're stupid, you're stupid. And when she talks, she's talking like an ant, the ant that nobody wants to come over for Thanksgiving, because she's got all the answers at 4 bottles and 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, is that the way she's going to run the White House? You know, well, I don't know what to do. So let me have a couple of bottles. Let me have a few blasts, and then I'll have all the answers. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, she needs, you know, she's going to be a civilian in 2 months, period. But again, when she starts to talk about keeping up the fight, what fight does she continually talk about? She said the same thing on her conceding speech. What fight is she talking about?
And then when she was drunk, she was really trying to send it home. But the only thing she sent home was a bad message, because her big donors don't want nothing to do with her no more. They're not giving her any money to pay off. You know, now it's $500 million in debt. You know, I don't know what the true story is, how much, but there's debt. People are still sending her, you know, civilians are still sending her, you know, $50, $100 towards her debt. And that's not going to cover a damn thing. That's like trying to pay off the United States overspending. You just can't keep up with it. So her donors have split on her from the results of the election. Now more people are splitting on her for ignoring him for 3 weeks. And now she comes up with this comeback video. And, you know, she's they still have her at 40% to run in 2028. So this is all – it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. She ain't even going to win governor in California. So it ain't going to happen. She's going to be a civilian. You know, she might become a high school criminal justice teacher or something sooner or later. It's just that bad. It's just that bad.
Right. Now, when you say 40% polling, maybe that was a BAC of 0.40. Anyway, boom, boom. Mike, you got anything to add to this car wreck?
I think Walt said it pretty well, right? She's just not bright at all. She's an awful candidate. She really is. I think she would have run the White House the same way Biden did. It would have been her as a figurehead and all these cabinet picks making all the decisions and just taking us further down the path to, like, world war and just absolute destruction. So I think her career is done. I think her political career is over. I can't see her coming back. I mean, whoever put this video out knew they were basically ending her career completely in politics for good.
Right, but I kind of talk it like, you know, she's talking about staying in the fight. I think she's like kind of like asking people to help pay the campaign debt down. But that's my take on it. But
she'd been really disappointed, you know, at the White House, because it's a known fact that there have been numerous presidents who have gotten oral compilation in the Oval Office. It's not the president given the oral compilation in the office now. So at least nobody's going to get oral compilation in the office, at least for the next 4 years.
Well, that's true. Walt's got a good point there.
Okay. But anyway.
Unless Bill Clinton comes by
for a visit.
Right.
Hide your interns.
Anyways, yeah, Gary Byrne, he's got more stories that's going to go beyond the grave. But Mike, let me ask you this. Since you've been on 7-5 Radio, have you ever had a couple pops before you came on?
Yeah, April, when my friend came over from across the pond in England, he came over and they drink like fish. Well, he drinks like a fish. And I was a little lit the one time we were on the air towards the end of April, but you know, I was able to hold my own and still do what I got to do.
Right. How about you, Wallet? Have you had a couple pops before you came on?
Well, you know, we all have experience working 4 to 4s. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was funny. For my birthday show, I show up to the hotel here. And also, kudos to them, because they were beyond hospitable towards us. I get my whiskey and Coke. They didn't have any Jack Daniels. And then out of nowhere, here comes a hot bourbon. So I'm double fisted, and everybody's hooting and howling, having a good time. And me, I stick to the script. I actually pull out my notepad, start writing notes for the show. And then while I'm sitting at my computer doing the show, I'm still worried. He's like, I hope I don't mess this up. And anyways, I thought I did better that show than Kamala did in front of doing that clip with Tim Walz. I mean, good God. But anyways, again, that's why she's a lightweight and some of us have problems. So anything else on this mess of a vice president? I mean, I think she'll get a speaking engagement. They'll pay her hundreds of thousands of dollars to speak.
But I don't know. What do you guys think?
They're going to bury her somewhere with a salary and get her out of the way.
Yeah, right. they'll give her salary money at some point. This way she can filter in all those campaign donations that she's got stashed all over the place, because nobody spends $1.5 billion on a presidential campaign. I don't care who you are.
Anyways, all right. So when we come back, we'll talk about the Trump's nominee for FBI director. Hold on your hats down to the Hoover Bill. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Free Water Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Free Water, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication and excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust, standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at rustgoldandsilver.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back, Scoop Stand, with Walter Yurkow and Mike Raybrand. And during the very important commercial break, I was doing my due diligence and looking at the Instagram account of Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at danella.fitnessmodel. She is at a birthday party of one Luciano De La Torre, just looking absolutely spectacular. But anyways, breaking news tonight, President-elect Donald Trump has announced that he is nominating Kashyap or Kash Patel to be the next director of the FBI. According to Trump on Truth Social, Cash is a brilliant lawyer, investigator, and an American first fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. And he played a pivotal role in uncovering the Russia hoax, standing as an advocate of truth, accountability, and the Constitution. So, Mike, what is that going to mean for people who work over at the Hoover Building?
It's going to be a sea change, right? You look at his whole cabinet, and it kind of tells you where he's going. But Kash Patel is probably the most obvious pick he's made as far as what his intention is to legitimately break the deep state and break apart that entire infrastructure. The FBI is like the linchpin. It's like the hub of it all. It brings it all together. So you take the FBI's little infrastructure out that enables all this spying on Americans and everything else they've been doing, the lawfare, you take that over and you break that apart, and that's it. The rest crumbles. All the silos go away because basically that's the hub. So he knows what he's doing. He's smart. And they're going to scream way harder and way longer about cash than they are anybody else in this cabinet.
Well, who's going to scream? Well, I know the seventh floor over at the Hoover building is excreted a brick from their butt cheeks. But you think the Senate will confirm him, or do you think they'll run some interference or try to derail him?
I think the Senate might try and derail him, but I think he's going to get pushed through either way. But I think every one of these like bureaucrats at the upper levels, I don't think this is a problem with like individual agents. I think it's a problem with like the upper levels of these organizations. You know, so the people sitting at the top tiers of like the Central Intelligence Agency or the NSA or FBI, those kinds of places, they're gonna have a very, very rough time the next year or so. You know, state, they're gonna have a rough time because this guy's gonna basically dig into all their crap and rip it out. You know, so that's what I think will be screaming. I think the senators will. They'll play games, but they have enough Senate people that they can pull that they can get on board, you know. But I think they'll try and block it if they can, but it's not going to happen. I think he's going to push this one through.
Right. What say you about Cash Patel being announced as the nominee for FBI director?
Well, it's like this. Election night, I believe it was James Edwards asked the question, if I thought that Donald Trump was going to get back at all his frenemies and enemies. And I said, absolutely, absolutely. And he will, starting January 20th. And this is his choice of battlefield. He is putting a cabinet together that, number one, is going to be indestructible. And number two, is going to destroy the swamp. So this is the way that he is going to get his revenge, for lack of a better term, although he's not a vengeful person, but he is a businessman and he knows how to get people with a smile. And that's exactly what he's going to be doing. People will fall, people will go away. And he's starting with politicians who are friends of the bigger politicians. It's like trying to take apart a drug cartel. You know, you start with the street guys, then from the street guys you go to the guys who are in the houses, then you go from the guys from the houses that are making pickups, and then you got the guys that make the pickups from the bigger guys until you get to the kingpin. And this is what Mr. Trump is doing. He's taking apart a cartel, and he is doing it by the book. Not a damn thing they could do about it. Wow. So his choice for FBI director is just about the icing on the cake. Just right. About the icing on the cake. And I think this FBI director will look into the falsifying of records for the search in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, let's hope so. And hopefully first thing he does is go on the seventh floor of the Hoover building, because the director and all the executives for the FBI are on that floor. Hopefully he just goes in and tells everybody, clear your desk, you're done. And then the next thing he should do, this is what any director or secretary that Trump appointed should do. Go to the top floor of whatever agency or department they run, find all the directors, fire them, all the political appointees, fire them, and then go down to the SES, because in the federal pay scale, it goes up to like GS or government service up to 15. Then above that, you're what they call SES. I forget what it stands for, but they make, you know, start off at six figures and go from there. And then just tell all them people, just leave. Your service is no longer needed. Go retire. Get out. And then finally clean up the deep state. But hopefully he gets this done, because, I mean, there's too many nuts out there that want to see Donald Trump not be with us anymore. But I think it's a great choice. Also, his choice of Pete Hegseth of Secretary of Defense is a great choice. And hopefully Ms. Bondi for Attorney General was a great choice, because those are three of the major corrupt departments within the agency. For example, the Department of Defense, I read, failed another financial audit, billions of dollars. And just back in September 2001, before the 11th, they did an audit. There's like trillions of dollars missing. And then here comes 9/11. It's like, oh, what trillions of dollars? We just got bombed. So anyways, I digress. Let's hope Trump does finish the job he started. Finish the job he started with, and that finally the deep state can be come to an end. Because like I tell everybody, it's the Republicans and Democrats here in D.C. are two crews of the same crime family, and there's a reason why there's no organized crime here in Washington D.C. because the government is the crime family. Any other thoughts about Cash Patel or any other nominee?
They got to go after State Department too, USAID, and all the NGOs tied to state. That's a big, big piece of that puzzle.
Well, you know about USAID, Mike, don't you?
Yeah.
It's Spook Central.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's all the whatever they can't get done legally, they get done through NGOs under USAID. That's exactly what it is. It's the censorship complex. It's the spying on American complex. It's basically everything. It's the money laundering complex through Ukraine. It all flows through there. So that has to be like number one, the target.
Right. But, that's another thing, folks. We know certain things like USA. Yeah, they're spooks. They're supposed to go help people. No, it's not a spook agency. And when we talk about spooks, we're talking about spies, not people that steal Scoop Stanton's Aston Martin DB5. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Anybody have any good Thanksgiving stories other than yours truly?
Mm-mm.
No? Well, what'd you do? Just sit home?
Me?
Of course. Yeah. Oh. Did you at least have turkey?
No, I had ham.
Oh, I had ham. Oh. Another thing that I just thought of something. Another thing Cash Patel should do is find out who's responsible for setting up Mike Flynn, and they should be fired immediately. But anyway,
they already know it was. It was McCrae and the others. It was all those guys, Comey, right. McCrae. It was set up by the DNC. Like all of them are involved in it.
Oh, and speaking of, I just saw a clip on Twitter, Mike, you probably saw this. Cash Patel is saying that Peter Strzok and his side piece got a settlement from the government for $1.5 million for divulging the contents of their text messages on FBI telephones. You hear about that?
Yep.
Unreal. But luckily, I'll never have to worry about that because I don't text any female explicitly. Anyway, just you guys. But anyway, anybody have anything in the next couple of seconds?
No.
No.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Right. Oh, I got a couple of things. Tomorrow I'm going to post the picture of the 75 Radio Christmas tree. That'll be nice. Also, we got some big news coming down the pipe. We got working with a major sponsor. Stay tuned for that. Also, 75 Radio Spokesmodel is coming out with a calendar for 2025. Once I get that more information, we'll post that on the website. And also, follow Mike Reichbrandt on Twitter because he has a zillion listeners. Anyways, for Walter Yerke, Mike Reichbrandt, this is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
Good night.
Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.